letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 10. This is letter number 3136, Baruch Hashem, dated the 24th day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And Rebbe addresses this to Rav Achosid, and etc., Rav Shloime Yosef Sheyichye, Rabbi Zevin, Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says that as it connected with the special clear day of Yutes Kislev, the Rebbe is attaching that booklet that has been published for this Yom Tov of our redemption and the redemption of our soul. So the Rebbe says, I had a visit during these days by Rabbi Hutner, Sheyichya. He was also very close. If you remember, he was with the hijacked plane that they hijacked on the way to Israel. They hijacked it to, I'm not sure, to one of the Arab countries. The hijacked.
Was it Entebbe?
The Rebbe says, we had spoken at length and briefly as far as the Encyclopedia Talmudis, that's the Talmudic encyclopedia which Rabbi Zevin is the author of, and also about your other plans. And I told him also that in my view, I agree to your view that if they will occupy, they would write some of the Erchin, I don't know how to say the word Erchin in, you know, like every topic. So if some topic will be written over here, and then even though later on they will send it to you, to Rabbi Zevin, so the Rebbe says, there may be, it's possible that not only that it would not, that they shouldn't diminish the work by giving out the work elsewhere, but this might actually cause confusion with difference of opinions. So I guess Rav Hutner was involved in that Encyclopedia Talmidis also, but the Rebbe did not think that it was a good idea to write some of the stuff here and then send it there for review, as the Rebbe says that it's going to diminish the work and it's also going to cause a confusion between the diva of opinions written here and there. So I saw that he doesn't agree with it, that Rav Hutner doesn't agree with it. But since he had not told me the real inner reason, so the Rebbe says that that may relate to the support that you get to organize. So the Rebbe says, I didn't press this matter. I didn't sit on this matter. So I guess it had to do with some of the funding of it that would help. So the Rebbe says he doesn't know. Maybe as far as the funding goes, that's why this would make the difference. So that needs to, I mean, again, I'm not sure exactly. I'm trying to read in the letter. By the way, he also told me that maybe they will have to consider a second printing, a second publication of the encyclopedia. And the Rebbe says, I pointed out, in my opinion, that the paper and the binding must be better than that which was till now, to have a quality, a better quality thing. And that is an expense that will help later on to bring about the increase. If you produce a better product, more people will buy it and more people will last. So the Rebbe suggests that they do that. And the Rebbe says, ends with honor and blessing and the Rebbe's signature. The Rebbe has several letters to Rabbi Zevin in the past that we've read. And over here you see how the Rebbe is working also with Rabbi Hutner, who was part of, I guess, of this general leadership of the publication and the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which was a tremendous work, and the Rebbe doesn't think that they should write it here and give it to him. The Rebbe wants it to be done in Eretz Yisrael, it looks like. And the Rebbe says he doesn't know exactly what the reasoning was, so he just left it at that. But the printing, the Rebbe says, needs to be done on better paper, better quality, a better binding. That's an expense which is going to bring in an increase in the income. So it's a worthwhile expense to do.